This is Attitude Adjustment on EAA Radio, 96.5 FM and 1210 AM. We are here with Aurora Flight Sciences, a leader in the development and manufacturing of advanced unmanned systems and aerospace vehicles. You guys are headquartered in Manassas, Virginia, and you've got places all over, good Lord, all over the U.S., including a European office in Switzerland. With us today at Air Venture 2016 is Joe Granata, General Manager at Aurora, and Shelley Simi, Director of Communications. Welcome, Joe. Welcome, Shelley. We are so glad to have you here on the Attitude Adjustment Hour at EAA Radio. Joe, can you tell us a bit about Aurora and the future of robotic flight? I mean, you guys are doing some fabulous things.
Yes. Thank you, Amy. We're glad to be here today. And as an organization, Aurora has evolved from a group that really was founded by Dr. John Lankford in 1989 with a small SBIR program with NASA, to an organization today that is right at about 500 people, and as you mentioned, has corporate headquarters in Manassas, Virginia, as well as a research development center in Cambridge, Mass., and two manufacturing facilities, one in Bridgeport, West Virginia, and one in Columbus, Mississippi, as well as our newest office in Switzerland, as you mentioned.
That's pretty much covering the planet, I think. Can you tell us a little bit about the programs that you're running? I hear you've got a solar aircraft program.
We do. We have recently, within the last 12 months or so, secured several unique programs. One of them is a solar program that involves the development of an aircraft that is based on solar propulsion that, believe it or not, is supposed to stay up in the air for months on end. And you can imagine the technical complexity with ensuring that the structure as well as the propulsion is integrated to the point where we can achieve those goals. We're very excited about that. It's one of the reasons that we are hiring so many people today.
Ooh, hiring. I like that word. We're going to get to that. We're
great.
Definitely going to get to that. Solar perpetual flight is something that's on the mind of a lot of people these days. Obviously, the solar impulse has made it around the world. Took them a while, but they did make it around the world. And solar is not about going fast. Solar is about never having to land. Is that what I understand?
Well, certainly that's a key objective. And the challenges associated with ensuring that there's this integration of being able to stay in the air and having enough capability or efficiency to do that with propulsion is the challenging part. And the advances in some of the solar panels, the advances in some of the battery technology, really make this an achievable goal today, as opposed to as early as 5 or 7 years ago, it would have been much more difficult. So we're excited at the opportunity as an organization to be entrusted with such a significant goal. And it's really energized the organization, and really a significant part of our team is working on the challenges associated with that.
Now, it's not new. I mean, NASA had Helios. So are you working on getting it to be scalable? Because Helios was huge, and even Solar Impulse, it's massive.
Correct. The conceptual design at this point has us being at about 100-foot wingspan, so it's much more manageable, maintainable, and that's the challenge, to get that kind of energy from solar panels based on a 100-foot wingspan.
Yeah. That makes sense. So they've got to be incredibly efficient. I have to believe that that's going to benefit me in the long run, because I want to put solar panels on my house, but the efficiency level's not there to make it make sense.
Absolutely. I think the applications are endless once the technology really starts being integrated into different industries.
That's exciting. Now, on top of the solar, you also do a lot of this robotics. So you're working on autonomous type aircraft systems. Am I correct?
Correct. In fact, this might be a great opportunity to tell you a little bit about our sectors and what we do. Currently, Aurora is broken up into three sectors. We have a UAS sector, unmanned aerial system sector, and that sector focuses on the development, conceptualization, manufacture of predominantly indigenous aircraft to Aurora. So we've been entrusted to put together a concept. Oftentimes, we develop a subscale prototype and then actually manufacture an aircraft. And examples of that are our Orion aircraft that recently achieved the 80-hour world record endurance flight in China Lake, as well as one of our most recent program, the DARPA X-Plane program, where we're working to...
Oh, wow.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited about that one as well, where we're working to design an aircraft based on hybrid electric propulsion. And again, the technology associated with that is leading edge. It's integrating a lot of the history of the organization. Those are two examples of some programs that we have in our UAS sector. We also have a robotics center that's based in Cambridge. They are involved in looking at autonomous development relative to collision avoidance and much more sophisticated flight correction and avoidance than has been available to date. And we also have an aerostructure sector that is involved in the design and manufacture of aerostructures. And in some cases, those are for manned aircraft, like the CH-53K that we do in Bridgeport, West Virginia. And in some cases, it's for unmanned aircraft, like our own Orion that was manufactured in one of our facilities.
Okay. So do you do some work with MIT? Because I know MIT was, their labs were key components on some TCAS and TAS and early ADS-B work.
Yes. In fact, the company was founded by a MIT PhD graduate, Dr. Langford, and we still maintain a very strong relationship with MIT. In fact, our R&D Robotics Center is literally on the grounds of the MIT campus in Cambridge, and we share a lot of technology and ideas. We use the students at MIT for internships, and we hire them, and it's still a very effective, collaborative, and productive relationship, you know, even to this day.
Well, that speaks to the culture of the company. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that's a great question. Thank you for asking, Amy. The Aurora is a company of entrepreneurs. And let me explain that a little bit. You can imagine with our growth the last 10 years that typically the size of our infrastructure is probably a little bit less than it needs to be because of all the things that we're involved in. And I found that the people that thrive at Aurora have certain characteristics associated with their personalities. And let me take a moment to share that with you.
Absolutely.
First and foremost, I think you need to be comfortable with change at Aurora. We're a very iterative thinking organization, and we encourage input from all levels, and that ensures a good quality and safe product and aircraft. And you have to be comfortable with making changes to your thought processes and how you go about doing typical design, because that will give you the ability to get those perspectives, and it'll ultimately end in a much higher quality, safer product. So that's really important, that change aspect. Folks at Aurora also are very capable of thinking strategic in the morning and then rolling up their sleeves and being out on the hangar floor or on a flight test and being part of that team as a senior level person with the flight test engineers and with the crew. And that collaboration is another very significant part of our culture. It's inclusive. You know, we don't have a lot of cubicle farms where you get to stare at your computer all day with a CATIA drawing.
Wait. No pocket protectors for the engineers to put their little pens and stuff in?
We don't have many of those. No, they have their overalls and they're out on the hangar floor in their flight suits, actually.
I love it. Oh, man, it sounds like the kind of place I'd like to work. So wait a second. You're hiring now, right? That's what I heard.
Yes, we are. We've been doing a lot of hiring the last 8 or 9 months because of the solar and the X-Plane efforts that we talked about earlier. And we still have a good 100-plus folks to go. And we're hiring a wide variety of different types of folks from...
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask next. So who are you looking for?
We are looking for, first and foremost, some software engineers that are familiar with real-time autonomous flight development and guidance software development control. We're looking for avionics engineers. We're looking for aerostructures engineers, specifically that have experience with composite-based aircraft. We're looking for propulsion engineers. And even systems engineers that can help us integrate everything. In addition to that, we're looking for program managers. We're looking for support personnel that are in the various support functions like finance, contracts.
Do you ever hire industrial engineers, which is kind of an interesting...
Yeah, that's a good question. We have a different approach in our various sites. For example, in our corporate headquarters in Manassas, we have an environment that's a little bit more informal and it's more iterative because of all the changes going on. Same as with Cambridge in our research and development center. However, in our manufacturing sites in Bridgeport, West Virginia, and in Columbus, Mississippi, we have an established manufacturing process. And looking at industrial engineers, once the design is locked in and we know what we're going to be building, is much more important in an environment like that. And as the company starts getting more and more involved in rate production efforts across multiple programs, that industrial engineering expertise is going to be more and more important to us, and we actually would be open to talking to folks with that experience at this point.
That makes a lot of sense because they're big into plant management and processes and procedures and yeah, that's exactly right. So tell me a little bit about where people can send those resumes and where they might find you here at EAA Air Venture 2016.
Well, first and foremost, all our positions are listed on our website. The website address is www.aurora.aero. And from that page, you can click on the careers tab and you can look at all our jobs, sort them based on position descriptions and locations, and apply to one or as many as you'd like. We're here at the Air Venture Show for a couple of days. This is kind of a new venue for us that we haven't actually exhibited in the past, but because of some of our newer products, the Centaur, for example, it's a DA-42 aircraft that we have integrated so it can be optionally piloted. We more and more are working on the intersection between manned and unmanned flight, and what better venue than the Oshkosh Air Venture Show to really get a sense of people that are enthused and really have a passion for this. So we're here to kind of scout the place out and see how we might be able to have a more active participation in the show in the future.
That sounds really exciting. Well, listen, Joe, Shelley, thank you so much for taking the time to come by EAA Radio and talk about Aurora Flight Sciences. Okay, all you engineers out there, they're hiring. We're going to take a quick break here at EAA Radio 96.5 FM and 1210 AM.